inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we tackle division of perennials and deadheading. And with us, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarsky. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Well, last time, or at least a few weeks ago, we talked about dividing primroses and perennials. Is that the sort of the same thing?
Well, yes, most, let's see, I don't know, 99% of primroses are perennials. There are a few that are annuals that are, or the common supermarket primroses, at least for us, are annuals. They're grown wholesale in millions and shipped up to us in February or March when we want to see a little bit of color and stuff. Unfortunately, even if we can manage to keep them alive until April and put them in the ground, they rarely survive our combination of wet, cold and wet for the winter and cool and wet and other stuff. They are a little more, a little different stuff.
Well, what are
but
some...
there's lots of other ones that are other plants, including annuals, that come in that we might talk about. You mentioned about deadheading, but the dividing at least of the good perennials, those that come back year after year after year, this is a good time to do that for those ones that bloomed early, that have already finished blooming, and now we want more, or they've become such large clumps that they need to be divided and soil improved around them, and maybe share them with friends or have a plant sale.
And what kind of perennials are we talking about? Where are some of the varieties?
So some of the early blooming stuff. Whether we're looking at the Trolleus, globe flowers, the ones that look, they're the domesticated version of our beloved buttercup. They're one that this time of year they could be dug and split up. I guess one interesting perennial that we may not think of it that way exactly is rhubarb. Now we're still growing it and probably still harvesting it. Rhubarb is something that can be divided, it seems like, almost any time of year. And again, with those and with others, the primroses, lots of them are already done blooming. Those can be divided where we also have some that are just now blooming or coming into bloom. The fragrant Alpicolas, Waltonii's, and Florindes, which are spectacular, you know, from now for the next, month and a half or 2 months.
And what do we do? Do you just kind of take a shovel and just ram it down the center of the plant, or you have to be a little bit more delicate?
Yeah, I have people who watch me divide a perennial, and they think I am sorely abusing that poor plant. But truly, that is, for a lot of these really tough ones, that is the best way to do it. Actually, sharpen your shovel first, because they can be very difficult to do to get it through there. Or if you can dig up the whole plant, I'll actually put it on a piece of plywood or just on the ground, and I have a hatchet that I will actually use to chop through it and cut it into pieces, small enough pieces for replanting. For some of these, essentially what you want is a couple of growing points. You can see where the new growth has come or where the flowers that we cut off came out of. So we want to keep several of those growing points together with a good clump of roots that we will then replant. And again, before the replanting, mix in more compost, mix in some fertilizer or better soil, and maybe you need to improve the drainage in that area to make them grow better and continue.
And for our final subject, do we have to dig out our Grateful Dead albums for this? What is deadheading?
Yes, indeed. Deadheading is, for annuals, is essential to keep them blooming and blooming and blooming all summer long, taking off the spent flowers so they don't set seed. We don't need seed of these things the seed heads will tell the plant, stop blooming, you know, I am trying to finish my life cycle right now. So, and that includes everything up to the fuchsias, deadheading the fuchsias. We don't need fuchsia seeds and fuchsia fruits on those plants. Looking at our rhododendrons, which are now, the early blooming ones are done, many of them are still in full bloom. Removing those, again, we're not saving seeds. That takes a lot of energy from the plant, which can be better put into growing more roots, or with the annuals, it will force them, that will tell them, we got to keep flowering so we can make seeds to survive, because we're going to die in October or maybe earlier.
And we're talking also bulbs like daffodils and tulips and that sort of thing, right?
Same thing. You know, remove the seed heads from, you know, we don't need daffodil seeds or tulip seeds. But leave the leaves, leave the green leaves on them so they can feed the bulbs for next year. Tulips don't come back really well here, but daffodils definitely do. So, yeah, remove those. Allow the leaves to grow as long as they're still green. Once they start to turn yellow, then they can be cut off, removed, and clean up the garden. Maybe plant some nasturtiums, some annuals in there, or something, other annuals to cover up that area if you haven't already planted some.
Okay, Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO. From the land.